Music from Yesayer right there. That's from their new album. We heard some Mike Doty as well from The Flip Is Another Honey. It's time for some more live music here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our next guest of the evening have been on here before, though in the time between then and now, they've picked up a couple of new members, and they are getting ready to release an LP called Temple of Psychedelic Youth. They're also going to be releasing a free Christmas EP. They're going to be starting to feature some songs online starting on 12/12/12. But in the meantime, you can check them out tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. So sit back, relax, and let's hear some live music from the Dirty Socialites. Music from the Dirty Socialites. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. You can check them out Thursday night at Blind Bob's, and we're going to hear a track from their new album. Stick around. It's Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSL.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions weekdays from 10 to 1 on WYSO. I hope you'll come along and enjoy some of the finest music heard anywhere. From the earliest tunes ever recorded to the freshest music being made today, you'll find it all right here. We embark weekday mornings at 10. Come along, it's a new journey every day. Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by the Dirty Socialites. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Very happy to have you here. Now, Derek and Greta, you've been here before, but we've also got some new members. Tell me about how the new lineup came about.
Well, I've known Matt for a long time and met Mike. I guess it's been a year ago this last winter.
Yeah, it's been about a little over a
year. Was invited over to his house by a fellow musician where we all commit to jump into a hot tub, jacuzzi really, and sit around and geek out about records and music.
There was like eight dudes.
Yeah, it was all guys.
And it's kind of the essential rock star bonding experience right there.
It really was. It was a lot of fun. And I've known and played with Matt in, I think we counted four different albums and three different projects. We were trying to figure out the other day, because there's a bunch of stuff that we recorded that we never did anything with. But hopefully we will now, maybe.
Very nice, very nice. So in the time since last you were here, obviously you've got some new members, and you guys have been obviously working on some recording. Tell me about what the experience has been like leading up to both the EP, and then I know you're also working on a full length as well.
Well, the full length is done, and it was pretty easy recording with Mike. We took a weekend and basically recorded 14 songs in 2 days, most of which Mike didn't know any of the songs. So, you know, it was pretty easy to work with him, you know, be like, okay, well, here's this song. It kind of reminds us of this. Go.
It was incredibly unorthodox.
Like, yeah.
We went in with very little rehearsal and kind of tried to capture a stream of consciousness almost type thing where it's just like, okay, this is the song that this reminds me of, and I don't know why it reminds me of it. It's not at all related to this, but, oh, you haven't heard that. Okay, well, listen to this, and then here's the structure,
we'll be right back.
And I'll nod at you when we have something different. And I mean, it's always easy to work with, you know, good musicians, but it's even easier to work with, like, good people and good musicians who, you know, you're like, well, do you want to put Shaker in there? Well, I don't know. Is it like we were doing this the other day. We're putting it on the 12th, and we're deciding whether or not to put Shaker on one part and one thing.
Or
is tambourine too much here? Is this? It's so asinine in the sense that, like, you know, it seems so nonsensical and so late minute kind of like going into it, and I
There's always things you hear, you know, even after the fact. You're like, oh, I wish I would have put this on there, you know, but you just have to find a place where you're just like, okay, cut off. No more.
Right.
And that's it. And let's see, Matt, you've been playing with us for about two whole weeks now.
Right.
Wow.
Andy's on the album. Actually, this is the first live performance we've done with him. So
no pressure.
No pressure.
Do you guys find that sort of the way you recorded the album and having some new folks hopping in, did the songs change throughout the recording process? Have you found that some of your songs have sort of evolved from, you know, where they may have started when you first wrote them?
Of course, but that's just because we recorded them all, you know, quickly and then kind of forgot what we did.
That's the nature of recording, I think. And working with people, everything changes. It's a constant evolving thing. That's what I really enjoy about it. And I don't like playing into a box or writing into a box. And that's the one thing that this is really evolving into is, well, I don't know. Like this sound, I like this song, but I don't know what else to do with it. So,
right.
Let's do this. Or hey, what's that weird noise you just made? And let's put that in there.
It's always nice to put different things in when you're doing a live show. I mean, of course, you know, you want to stay true to the record sometimes, but it's also nice to hear different versions of it. And that way you don't yourselves as musicians get bored with, you know, playing. You're constantly changing it and spicing it up a little bit or whatever you need to do.
Do you find that the live gigs can be kind of an opportunity for experimentation, for kind of getting out there and seeing what the audience responds to, you know, different variations and different sounds and things like that?
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time there's so many times that we've played and, like, there's been a happy accident where I was like, oh, wow, that's a really neat false harmonic there. That shouldn't be there. Huh. Okay. I'll try to make that happen each time. Or you know, you have a song that you think's a total throwaway. It's only a minute long. I don't know. And then you play it and someone's like, oh, I want to hear that song again. I want that song. And you're like, really? That was an idea I had when I was 14. You know, it's not... It wasn't something that really meant. It was like, okay, we'll fill in the set right here and see if, you know, and it's like bouncing. This is such a weird analogy. It's like bouncing baloney off of a wall. You know, if it sticks, it sticks there, and it might mean something to someone else or somewhere else or something else, or it could just fall on the floor and the dog eats it.
I actually like that. Actually, works very, very well. To that end, Greta, you were kind of saying that, you know, you get to this point where you have to sort of stop in the recording process and say, you know, it's done. Is that a hard point to reach when you're recording? Like, okay, we have to move on to the next one? Or...
Well, yeah, Derek, I have to make him stop.
it's a very hard point for me to reach.
He will go, yeah. And it's, you know, that's not my nature. It's his, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, that's why we can balance each other out. I just have to be like, put it down, put it away. The song is done. Stop.
I just want to try this.
But he does, but, you know, where there's other times where he, you know, goes on like, oh, I want to put this here. I'm like, oh, wow, that does sound great like that. So it's a give and take.
All part of the process. Well, tell me about your plans for the release for this. I know kind of the launch is on 12/12/12. How's this all going to come together?
Well, the plan is to release it on vinyl again. We actually kind of want to stick with that. That's been the plan since the onset of the band. But this time through, we decided to each day premiere a new song between the 12th and Christmas Eve, or the 24th. And on the 24th, the plan was just since as kind of a thank you, and because we have these songs that we recorded. Sorry, at the mic. How long ago did we record those songs?
Probably at least 3-ish years ago.
Basically,
3 or 4 years.
About however many years ago, Matt, myself, Mitch Mitchell, and Karen were in the basement with some other people, and we were recording and just kind of goofing around and recorded the song "I Got Nothing," which was a Christmas song, and I think "Jingle Bells" and just a
which
bunch
has
of
a lot of verses, an incredible amount of verses.
Kind of made up our own thing, different things, but we did at least 3 or 4 songs then, and I just got done writing 2 more that we're gonna do. One's the kind of a bum out Christmas song, "A Silent Night," but more modern, I guess. I even wrote it on a keyboard. I'm very proud of myself.
Wow.
Yes.
Was that on the Casio?
Yes. Yeah. I wrote it on the Casio.
Nice.
And so we've got those. So I believe it's going to end up being a 5-song EP. But we keep saying 4 just in case. No, there might be a secret song. Maybe there's 6. Who knows? But
whatever we get done.
But yeah, basically, it'll be digitally released on Bandcamp. You'll be able to get the links off our .com, which is just dirtysocialites.com, and the Facebook and all the other places. I'm not even sure how to log into our MySpace page, so if you're trying to pay attention to things on there.
Grow up, man.
Look to the Twitter feed that's on that, but I don't even remember the admin on that thing. But and so we've got it set up, and I believe on Christmas Eve we've talked about it. We've talked about using Kickstarter for the first time. We've been very DIY minded, and it's one of those things where it's something about that goes against my DIY likeness in my core, and I'm just like, oh, I kind of feel like I would be doing the same thing if I sat outside of a gas station and asked people for money, because I'm putting out an album, man. No, really, I've got this idea. It's really good, and it sounds good. Come over to my house and listen to it, and then, you know, I'll show you like this little world that I've got going on there, and you can give me money, and then maybe we can put a record out. But it's also a tool, and the one thing that the internet's like changed and changes constantly is how you do things, how you get things out, how you distribute, how you talk to people, and how you connect. And it's just another way to try it. So we're gonna try it and see how that goes. If it doesn't go that way, then we're gonna put it ourselves, the same as we would any other way. So. Yeah.
It is interesting striking that balance, that you guys are sort of striking both ends of the balance with vinyl releases and then doing sort of an online song debut and a digital EP. Is that something that as musicians sort of striking the whole digital versus analog balance, is that a hard place to find, you know, sort of what's right for you, or especially with technology changing so much?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For me personally, I really don't buy music unless it's on vinyl. I don't really use the iPod and things like that. I mean, I can see it's useful and they're neat, you know, but I don't really use it that much. But I'd like to sit down and listen to a whole record from front to beginning to end. Sorry, and just take the time out or just sit back and relax. But I'm more likely, if I'm listening to something like maybe on an iPod, like I'm multitasking, like, oh, I'm doing this or, exercising or in the car or whatever it may be.
It's distracted listening. You know, it's not concentrated listening like a vinyl record. And the thing about vinyl for me is it's not like a CD or I like that this cassette resurgent thing is going on. It's really cool. But I've even done it in the past where I've warped a cassette in the back of a car or whatever, and it just became trash, no matter how much I loved that record. But with vinyl, you baby it. You take care of it a little bit differently. And I've never seen – well, I shouldn't say that. I have seen people do this. But I've never seen somebody who really collects vinyl, really loves music, stick crates of records out by the curb or – forget them in the back of their car or trunk.
Right.
Well, which does happen. Accidents happen or whatever. But, you don't end up going like, well, I really like this record, but I'm going to get rid of this case, this sleeve or its house or whatever and throw it away over here. That wasn't part of the artist's idea or whatever. It's weirdly become a throwaway society. I mean,
it seems like vinyl does have, like, kind of a sense of permanence. A lot of the bands I've talked to have said, when they make the choice to put their albums out on vinyl, it's because they feel like it's the best way to sort of preserve their music, yeah. You know, and make sure it's going to be around. And I can definitely see that in what you're saying.
And technology, I mean, it totally has the other side of the coin, because, I mean, the fact that we can get books out faster, cheaper, better distribution, and you've eliminated the fossil fuels it takes to make the book, the actual, like, materials that took to physically create the book, and then also getting the book distributed to the store. You've eliminated all these different things that, like, from an environmentalist standpoint or whatever, like, great, you know, like, you can sit there and get it on a Nook or a whatever the other name brand thing, you know, the screen that you want to read on. And I found myself, like, in a weird variance, but, like, it's that seemed more natural than the sudden MP3 thing that just seemed to happen overnight, you know, like, but it's so much easier now to get your music into a promoter's hands, into a booking a person, whether they're booking a show or whether they're booking a club or whatever's going on. You can literally, oh, you want that in email? Okay, well, you have room in your inbox for 5.8 megabyte MP3 with the PDF and some pictures. You know, but it's just changed the game, because you don't have to go to Kinko's and, all right, let me print this out and staple this together. And even if you had CDRs at that point, you know, they put the CDR in there, because you're probably using cassettes. Let's jam this all together, put in this giant manila envelope and send it off in the mail. And, you know, maybe they're going to call. You know, and if you're not home, you're going to miss it. You know?
Right, right.
On your landline.
For sure. Well, guys, why don't we, shall we give folks a preview of the album?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys want to introduce this track at all?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is... I was going to say... Okay, actually, this is going to be the first song that's going to premiere, and that's why we chose to bring this one to you guys. And this is the track, No Sickly Hearts, from the new record. This is the opening track to the record, hence it's the first one.
You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We'll be back to chat more with the Dirty Socialites and hear some more live music. Take a listen to this one.
Thank you.
brand new music from the Dirty Socialites here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. We have the Dirty Socialites here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Hi. So once you've gotten through the album release or the Christmas EP, what is the new year looking like? More recording or going to kind of focus on the live shows for a while?
Oh, we'll be recording. We have most of the songs written for the next album, so we'll start recording in January.
Very nice, very nice. Is the hope then to take some of these albums out on the road, or are you going to stick pretty close to home? Or
We're going to try to hit the road a little bit. In February, I'll be gone for a couple weeks in April, going over to Europe with another band, and I'll be back and then hit the road for the summer.
Very nice.
With two albums out.
Woo! Very cool. Yeah. If people want to keep tabs on you guys online, let's see, you mentioned you've got a .com, a Facebook, a Phantom MySpace.
Yes.
Yeah, don't go to that.
Don't go to MySpace.
You will get the same information if you visit the Twitter and the MySpace.
Oh,
it's
see?
The same thing.
Well, then just follow these guys on Twitter. It's easier.
Yeah. Now, you can find the .com is probably the best one, really, because you can find all these different little things. But really, between Facebook and .com, those are the best. So DirtySocialites.com or Facebook/DirtySocialites.
Let's tweet.
Let's tweet together.
Let's do that.
Don't tweet. Now, you guys are playing Thursday night, tomorrow night,
yes,
at Blind Bob's, along with Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos and City of Kings. Any other live gigs coming up for the rest of the year, or is this kind of the last hurrah before the holidays?
Well,
We'll be playing Aperplex for New Year's Eve.
It'll be a house show down in a basement.
Very nice.
In the depths of Dayton.
Excellent, excellent. Well, guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come check you guys out at Blind Bob's tomorrow, or start following the Christmas song release starting on 12/12/12?
Wear white and bring an appetite for salt and vinegar potato chips.
All righty. I can dig it.
And we're loud if you haven't figured that out yet.
Although we are going to play one that's a pseudo-quiet one, I guess. Pseudo-ish.
Pseudo-ish quiet one. Well, I'll let these guys get ready, and we'll come back and hear another one from the Dirty Socialites. Stay tuned to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to hear some more live music from the Dirty Socialites, and be sure to check them out tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. They're playing with City of Kings and Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos. Right now, let's hand things over to the WYSO studios for some more live music.
Corner by window, making pictures from her breath. With all I've seen and all I know, how can she take the simple words and touch my soul? We'll be right back.
Dirty Socialites live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out at Blind Bob's tomorrow night. They're playing with City of Kings and Dan Maraldi and the Albino Winos. And keep tabs on them. They're releasing a song a day starting 12/12/12. We've got links up to their social media on our social media. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio tomorrow night at Blind Bob's. It's the Dirty Socialites. Check it out. Right now, here's music from Calexico.